audio version of Michael Laitman's blog. January 25, 2020. The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism. Special mission of the 10 lost tribes. The 10 tribes of Israel were lost, so that later we could realize our purpose with regard to the world. The people of Israel do not exist for their own sake, but to pass on the method of connection and revelation of the Creator to all the nations. All the nations within the common soul of Adam HaRishon, belonging to the body of the spiritual part Suf, have no way to contact the Creator, except through the Rosh, head, of the part Suf, that is, the people of Israel, through the 2.5 remaining tribes. The 10 tribes disappeared, dissolving into the nations of the world, in order to create the connection between the head and the body of the soul. Later, they will be revealed as a transitional link between the head, the people of Israel, and the body, the nations of the world. Over the past millennia, they have integrated with the body, with all of humanity, but according to their Eshemot, roots, and spiritual genes, they belong to the head. We need a layer in the general part Suf, that includes both the qualities of the head and the qualities of the body. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson January 9, 2020, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism, Chapter 6. Society of the Future, Part 1. Nature's Goal. Baal HaSulam. Building the future society. We have already said that nature necessitates that the human species lead a social life. This is simple. However, we should examine the commandments that nature compels us to follow as a result of that state, meaning that of leading a social life. Generally speaking, there are but two commandments, precepts, we should engage with in society. These can be defined by the names reception and bestowal. It means that each member is obligated by nature to receive his or her needs from society, and also benefit society by means of his or her work. If one breaks any of these two precepts, he shall be punished mercilessly. Question: which two laws are being described? What are we receiving? What are we giving? After all, this can be interpreted in different ways. Answer: in nature there is a force of receiving and a force of bestowal. These two forces must be balanced. They can be interpreted any way you wish, but you must understand that the laws of nature are unyielding, absolute, and do not depend on our interpretation. Therefore, we must figure out how to clearly identify them and learn to implement them so that we do not cause ourselves too much harm. The laws of nature evolve from its inanimate level where both forces, positive and negative, constantly evolve and reach a certain equilibrium between themselves. First in atoms, molecules, etc., and then in plants, in living organisms, creatures, and then at the level of thinking, perception, and awareness. This is the fourth level, also known as the human level. We must understand and comply with all these laws so there is balance between the force of receiving and the force of bestowal, so that everything would work in balance. This is a task that nature presented before us. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 7, 2019. The Purpose of a Kabbalistic Group, Part 5. Goal of a group: unite in one desire. Question: on one hand, a group in Kabbalah means not people themselves, but the totality of their desires. On the other hand, this group of people united by a single idea is necessary in order to increase the desire, because everyone comes to it with their small desire for spirituality. Therefore, the goal of the group is to increase the desire. How does this happen? Answer: no. The goal of the group is to connect with each other to the extent that it represents one single desire. The group is assembled not by people, but from above. It is powered by the upper light, the Creator. Therefore, the action of the members of the group is to unite and become as similar as possible to the upper light. This is a very complicated relationship because it exists against their huge egoism. But the greater their rejection from each other, and the greater their aspiration to each other, they achieve a certain combination between egoistic darkness and altruistic light in this, and a state arises in which they can feel the upper force. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019. What does cause some Jews to endure poverty in Israel? Korah. Michael Leitman, on Quora. What does cause some Jews to endure poverty in Israel when the country's citizens make no effort to strive for a warm, family-like sensation? They let a high-tension atmosphere develop that chokes its citizens from one day to the next. Such relations give rise to a country with great wealth and amassing poverty. The cause of poverty, not sensing each other as members of a single family. Israel's rich country, poor citizens state, is bigger than merely an economic situation, and thus cannot be solved at the economic level alone. It requires the implementation of connection-enriching programs through its education and media systems, regularly explaining how all Israeli citizens are members of a single family, and which aims to pass a family-like sensation among everyone. It might sound like a socialist idea, but it's not. We saw such examples in history, and they all failed. The reason was, because they did not take nature's laws into account. The laws of nature are integral laws of interconnectedness and interdependence. They guide us toward more and more connection, and in our times, the connections we need to form are at the level of our attitudes to each other, that we develop a feeling toward strangers, as if they are members of our own family. By aligning our attitudes to each other accordingly, we guarantee ourselves a harmonious future. Two steps to solve poverty: disagree with division and promote connection. The first step toward a change of attitude to each other is disagreeing with our present separation. Social division is the principal cause of poverty, and our disagreement with this situation makes room for a new desire to appear, a desire to change our relationships, so that we feel ourselves connected like members of a single family. By activating and encouraging the desire for family-like connection to spread among society via educational and promotional means, we would then start seeing the erasure of our emotional remoteness, and likewise, its symptoms of poverty. The Kabbalistic explanation as to why there's a growing gap between rich and poor. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the state of imbalance between rich and poor takes place due to an imbalance between Ohr Chokhmah, light of wisdom, and Ohr Hasidim, light of mercy. That is, when there is a lot of Ohr Chokhmah and only a little Ohr Hasidim. What are these two lights in relation to this current situation? Ohr Chokhmah signifies spiritual abundance and wealth, while Ohr Hasidim expresses the desire to give that abundance and wealth. Ohr Hasidim is a condition that prevents the desire to keep receiving more and more for personal benefit to imbalance our systems. In other words, Ohr Hasidim can be thought of as a regulating device that warms the heart, which otherwise becomes continually colder in an encasement of egoism without such conditioning. Therefore, when we apply Ohr Hasidim upon our instinctive desire to devour everything for self-benefit, we build a new sense, a tool that gives us the ability to receive the Ohr Chokhmah in a balanced manner. In this way, we can have a country where all its citizens experience spiritual abundance and wealth. Without such a regulator, we then continually head in an egoistic direction and bear witness to the rich country, poor citizens situation we are in today. Moreover, without the Ohr Hasidim regulator that aims to give the abundance to others in society, then not only the poor citizens feel as if they are deficient, but also the rich feel a constant lack. More wealth is never perceived as enough wealth, and thus they continually seek how to increasingly fulfill themselves. This is how the pressure of the Ohr Chokhmah is felt. When we aim to receive for self-benefit alone, then pleasures we receive ultimately encounter an empty space within us, like a black hole, that extinguishes any self-aimed pleasure we absorb. Therefore, whether or not we have a little or a lot depends on our attitudes to each other. Abundance reaches everyone. When society becomes as a single family, we can organize our relationships in order to create an abundance that fills the space between us. When we open ourselves up to others, we become conductors of that abundance, like hubs and nodes in a network that pass signals to each other, and then our lives becomes rich and diverse. Therefore, the more the idea of our need to connect as a single family upon our innate division spreads among society, both rich and poor, then the more we will find that there is plenty to go around for everyone.